It's Thursday, news listeners, and time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 13th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. IMAX. Yeah, it's something we haven't been hearing about much lately, is it? Well, how about a bigger one? Well, it could be on the way. Not this year, though. Probably not even next year. Yeah, unfortunately, it may be 2025 at the earliest before we see these things. That being a 32-inch display iMac. These are new reports coming from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, saying that Apple was developing a larger iMac with a 30-inch or plus display. That would be in line with what Apple's been doing with displays. Might remember the high-end Pro Display XDR monitor. That was released back in 2019. That set you back about $5,000. And we do know that the 27-inch iMac, well, it was discontinued, although that was Intel-based, plus the iMac Pro over the last few years. So we're yet to see a larger screen iMac, and definitely with an Apple Silicon chip on board. Hopefully this rumor actually comes true. Still plenty of iMac fans out there, I'm sure. AI. Well, it's everywhere, so why not the App Store? Now, we're not talking about Apple, at least not yet. Now, we're talking about Windows 11 App Store. Now, yes, this was actually shown off earlier this year, the AI Hub in the Microsoft Store, and now it's finally arriving for Windows 11 Insider Preview. Now, it looks like, at least for now, the AI Hub will get its own tab on the left side of the Microsoft Store, and you'll see that sitting just directly beneath the Movies and TV option. Problem is, though, we don't really know what apps the AI Hub will have. It looks like, at least to begin with, it will concentrate on AI imaging editing apps. That's not the only thing hitting the Microsoft Store that's changing. It's also getting a new price tracking feature that will show you how low an app's price has dropped within the last 30 days. Or how much it's gone up. Chances are it's probably the gone up, just like everything else nowadays. And finally, staying with Microsoft News and Activision Blizzard and the FTC. Ooh, this may not be good. Well, it seems the Federal Trade Commission is appealing its recent U.S. federal court order that actually gave way for Microsoft to purchase Activision Blizzard. Now, the FTC has filed a notice that it's appealing the judge's decision. However, though, we're not going to know the FTC's arguments about it, at least until a full appeal is submitted to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, this is coming off Microsoft actually winning the fight with the FTC earlier this week. That's where a judge denied injunction requests from the U.S. regulator. However, though, it looks like the FTC, yeah, they want this thing to drag on out. Microsoft also not happy about this, with their statement saying that since the district court's ruling makes crystal clear that this acquisition is good for both competition and consumers, we're very disappointed that the FTC is continuing to pursue what has become an actual weak case. Microsoft goes on to say we'll oppose any further efforts to delay the ability to move forward. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can get the news show, the Mac Show, and the Big Show over at the official website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also come chat with the BTN community today at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. Now, the news show, we're back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best in tech then. But until Friday rolls around, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.